Oh, it's an omen. It's an omen for State of Origin. That's the way I'm looking at it, because last night on the block, New South Wales yes. finally got a win with Sarah and George.
Absolutely. Which?
Here we go. The winner of week 8 on the block 2020 and driving out of here with $10,000 cash is... It's Sarah George!
Yeah, and look, here's my favourite grab from last night, because George was lamenting the fact that they were the only ones that didn't have a win yet.
At the end of the day, we're the only ones who haven't really won anything, and you're just starting to get over it.
Did you have a plan to cope with that?
My motto this week is the judges.
Oh, and we've got Miss Potty Mouth and her partner on the phone now. Morning, Sarah and George.
Good morning, Tanya. How are you?
Very well indeed. And I'm with you, Sarah. I would have said the same thing, because what can you do to please them? But you did last night.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was such a euphoric experience finally getting the win, but I was just fed up. I had enough.
look, you know what? Hands down, your room was the absolute best. And that's not...
Oh, thank you.
It's not sucking up. It just was beautiful.
So
you
nice.
Know, there isn't
thank
one...
You.
That there isn't one kid that wouldn't walk in that room and, as the judges quite rightly said, would not want to leave. You know, they would be have
yeah.
to be dragged out by their parents. But what... Yeah. Do you believe there is a bit of behind the scenes as far as... Because you were so close with Harry and Tash. Do you believe that they not gifted you a win, that's not right, but would they have been completely aware that you've got no money left and they're trying to help you, or does that not go on?
You know, we don't actually meet the judges at all, so they wouldn't have been aware of our current situation besides the fact that they award points and that's all that happens. So, look, at the end of the day, I think everyone's win is rightly deserved according to the judges.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, it just... So happened that it was a week that we really needed it.
Yeah, yeah,
that's right.
100%. Now, you strike me as a bit of a teddy bear, George. So as far as the emotional roller coaster of the block, what's it been like for? Or what was it like for you?
Oh, mate, you know, when I used to watch it on TV at home, I used to go, oh, this is easy. And then when you actually get on site, mate, it hits you right in the face.
Yeah.
And like I've mentioned before, you know, there's no paint fairies that come in and paint for you at night. And there's none of that, man. It's if you don't try,
you don't
win. If you don't finish, you don't get judged. That's just the way it goes, you know. So if you don't put that effort in, mate, they don't care. Mm-hmm. And that's the relentlessness of the show. That's probably been the hardest thing to kind of wrap your head around.
And just naturally too, we're the type of people where we have to finish and we have to finish well, you know, so that was such a pressure we put on ourselves.
Selves,
and
yeah.
I think that's what took a toll too. But at the end of the day, you can only do what you can do. So.
Yeah, I think you guys saying that, and you have said that all along, George, that is the biggest eye opener for the rest of us, because we still wonder whether, they do drag you aside and go, guys, you know, we're going to give you a little bit of a helping hand here, because this is still a TV show we want people to be entertained by. But it sounds ruthless.
Yeah, it is. And to be brutally honest, I think the best example of it is when my grandmother passed away. You know, we were off site, but there was no one there to complete the room. So that's why we had to come back early and paint. So, you know, there is no one and it's on us.
Yeah.
And even though the camera's shut off after a certain time, you see a couple of footage at night time. You know, it's all us up, staying up all night to get it done.
Yep, you know, clean up and tidy. And especially when it's like a big upstairs room, you know.
You've got to
take everything out and no one helps you. It's just two people and there's so much rubbish and there's so much to do. And unfortunately, sometimes there's not enough time in the show to see that, you know. So... it is what it is, man, you know.
I'm curious also, now this is going way back, stretch your memories, when you sent your audition in, because they'll be advertising for new blockheads, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
so
when
you sent that audition in, who rings you or how do you get told that you've been selected? Is it a phone call from Scotty or Shelley? How does it happen?
It's a bit of a process. So you do your audition video and you do an audition sort of written component, and then it's a process of elimination, interviewing sort of style.
Yeah, so they'll notify you, then you go in. I'll never forget, we went in with Lucky and we had to do a full couch interview and I had cameras for the first time in my face. Never had that, and I remember Sarah's going, stop sweating, and I'm just dripping sweat. I was so nervous. And we were lucky that, you know, I just was started talking about Pokemon cards, and then I got his, I got Lucky's attention, and then once the pressure was off, I just wouldn't shut up, and Sarah wouldn't shut up. So
yeah.
You know, like, if I could give anyone advice, it would just be yourself, have fun, don't take it too serious, and mate, the rest will happen.
Yeah,
you know,
your personality will come through, and that's what they're looking for. Mm. And I think the best thing I read online from Lucky was he looks for people that he wants to have a beer with. So, you know, remember that when you have an interview process with him, because he's looking for someone who he can genuinely hang out with.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, nice.
Hey, listen, just before we let you go, though, with the kids room last night, there was a bit of pressure on you too, conceiving a block baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, no pressure.
Yeah, I know, right?
No, I know.
Make a baby at the same time.
And my question is, okay, so do you believe, A, there is enough privacy, or do you have enough energy to go to Funky Town on the block?
I think the energy component's part of it, to be honest. there's you're literally up all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like when you first have a newborn and you're sleeping all the time. Like, you're not sleeping all the time.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Their lack of energy, I think, is number one.
Okay, so the answer to the question is...
George has been quiet, by the way.
I'm very quiet, George. Yeah. No Funky Town on the block, George.
That's it. No, look, my mum's watching. I can't say nothing.
Oh, I love it. Well, you guys are a joy, and I'm so happy we got a win with you.
Thanks, you. Tanya. Really appreciate it.
See you, mate. You
take care. Bye-bye. There's Sarah and
George from the block.
They're lovely. Do you think people would bother? I don't.
Nah, too tired.
Too dirty. Too tired.
Too many people.
No privacy cameras.
Yep.
Or maybe, Risey.
Yeah, well, George was very quiet.
He was very quiet.
So, yeah, maybe the quiet from George said something.
Wouldn't they love that? A block baby actually conceived on the block.
Well, 9 months. So when did they film this? Well, March, April, May. So, yeah, towards early next year.
Yep. They'd certainly. That's certainly one
on
way.
On the cards.
Well, yeah.
It's Daniel and Steve. Newcastle Triple M.